Mishnah Beis. Chatis shenis arvu boila. Let's say a chatis oif. Somebody has a chatis oif. Let's say one person was a zav, and he set aside two birds for his chayiv, and one was an oilas oila, and one was an oilas a chatis, chatis oif. And when he bought the two birds, he was mafresh. He said clearly which one is the chatis, which one is the oila. And now one that chatis oif got mixed up, a chatis shenis arvu boila. That chatasev got mixed up with erlesayf, got mixed up with other two birds, or else the opposite way. V'oila bechatas. Let's say, and who had done the opposite? Also v'oila bechatas. If a bird of an oila got mixed up with other birds that are chatas, the Mishnah clearly afilu echad bribu. Even if one falls into a thousand, that means one chatasayf falls into a thousand erlesayfs. So the opposite way, one oila soif flies into a thousand chatoi soif, and they're all mixed up. Now you don't know which is which. So Mishnah and Lachar is yamusu kulam. All of them have to die. Because that's takdam we had before, that now you do not know which bird is the chatis, which one is the oila. So there's no way to bring it. Because if you bring it the wrong place, it's puzzle. So you don't know where to make this rikazdam, on bottom or on top. So therefore you can't bring it for carbon. And by birds, there's no din pidyon. By a behemoth in such a case, you're supposed to wait till it becomes a balmum, and then you can report it and redeem it, and the money buy another one. But by birds, there's no halach of pidyon. It can't be poida, redeem a bird. Therefore, you might would have to die. You might kulam. And the reason why it's not bota b'roiv, let's say it's bota b'roiv, so you have to say, by say, since it's called a dova choshuv, in balachayim and achshuvim, they're not bota b'roiv. Even though it's only Sfar Midrabbanan, but Akoponim Midrabbanan, it's not Bota B'Rayv. And therefore Midrabbanan, the Mishnah says, you have to let them die. Now what's going to be Chatis Shenis Arvo B'Choyva? You have one Chatis Oif that got mixed up with a pair of birds that somebody set aside for a Choyva. In other words, that's called Choyva, means Kine Choyva Stuma. By a Choyva, or even by any Khan. Whenever you buy two birds, there's always two things. You buy two birds, now you buy them both for your karbonis. But you don't have to say when you buy it which one is the chatas, which one is oila. You buy it stam, and later when the kohen brings it, then you could decide, the kohen could say, this one's the chatas, this one's the oila. That's called the khan stuma. It means you bought the two birds stam, whichever one later will decide to be a chatas or be a chatas. So here we're talking about now one chatas. That means when you set aside, that when you bought it, you said clearly, this oif should be an oila, and this oif should be the chatis. Now, one chatis flew into, mixed in, to b'choiva. Mixed in to kinei choivistam, that somebody has a chiv, like this isha has a chiv, to bring a kan, and she set aside the two birds. So, locher is, ein kosher ala keminyin chatoi shab'choiva. How many birds could be brought now for korban chatis? Only the amount that's there by the chatis shebechoiva. Meaning, let's say one bird of a chatis flew in to somebody's kan, to this yoledis. Now in her kan, she has to bring one chatis and one oilo. So since from her kan there's only one chatis to be brought, so now when you have these three birds mixed together, the locher is only one can be brought for chatis. You cannot bring two for chatis. Even though really there should be two birds mixed up there that are chatois, but only one you could be brought, because whichever one you take, again, the one that flew in was a chatis. The other two that were there, you didn't say it clearly which one is which. So any one of those two could be for the chatis. So any one of these three birds you take, at least one of them for sure could be for chatis. But if you take two of them and bring it for chatis, you have to be afraid maybe these two is not from the one that flew in, but from the original two that were there before. And out of those two, they both cannot be for chatis. By kinei choivam, the locher is one's a chatis and one's an oila. So therefore, you cannot bring more than one chatis. And the same thing, v'chein oila shenis arva b'choiva. Let's say a bird that has already was set aside to bring oila soif, it flew in to a can of a choiva. Again, another case. So you led this. She set aside the two birds to bring for a chayva. She didn't say which one is which, but out of those two, one's going to be an oila, one's going to be a chatis. So that it's now you have three births together, same halacha. And kosher le kemenyan oila shebechayva. How many births could be brought now for this oila? Only one, for the same svara. Since in this chayva, those two births originally, one should be an oila, not two of them. So therefore, you can't bring two birds for an oila. Because if you bring two of them for an oila, you have to be afraid maybe taking the two of the first khan. And those two both cannot be an oila, only one of them. So therefore, you can only bring just one oila. Now, it applies the same halacha, bein shaha chayva meruba, v'yanadav muetis, whether the chayvas were a lot. In other words, first this lady, let's say, gave birth six times, so she has now her six kinim set aside. So she has like six pairs of birds, six of them are chatois, and six of them are oilas. And the nadava means the bird that flew in, it don't make a difference how many flew in. What are that muetis? Or else the opposite way. Bein shenadava meruba, whether the birds that flew in were a lot. Like you knew that the chatis, ten chatois flew in here. V'yachoyve muetis, but the original kingdom that were there before was only one pair or two pairs. Bein shishtem shavas, whether they're equal, where the four birds, four oilas, flew in to four birds there already. It always has the same halacha, that if you know which bird flew in, let's say oilas flew in, so now, depending upon how many birds were there before, how many kinim are there, so that's how many oilas you could bring. If there's only one pair of birds before, so out of that pair, only one is an oila, you can only bring one oila. If there were five pairs of kinim there before, so now you're allowed to bring five oilas here, because for sure, five of them could be oilas. So, doesn't matter how many birds flew in now. It depends upon how many birds were there, like in how many kinim were there. Again, because the birds that flew in, we know what they are, whether they're a chatas or whether they're an oila. The question is, the stumas, the ones that were there before, what dinim are they? So therefore, as many stumas, as many kinim as you have, that's how many oilas, or that's how many chatois, could be brought. Yeah. Now Mishnah Gimel says, what now the Medevor Amurim, when was this all said? That we learned the Mishnah before. The Choyva over Nadova. That's talking about a Choyva and a Nadova. Shinasarva like Kinim Nadova, there is Shakulam Oilos, the Kinim Choyva Stuma, like the case before, that the birds that flew in were from Nadovas. So Nadovas, we know for sure they're Oilos. So we know like Oilos flew into these Kinim, these pairs that were for Choyva. Then you could bring how many oilas, the amount of chayvas that are there. That's b'chayva uben nedava. Yeah. What's going to be avo b'chayva shnesarvo zu b'zu? But let's say you have two pairs of kinim, two pairs of birds. They are both chayvas. Achas zu v'achas zu. You had two ladies here, let's say. There was Rachel and Leah. Rachel gave birth and Leah gave birth. And each one set aside their own pairs of birds to be brought. Or else, shtayim lezu, shtayim lezu. Rachel set aside two pairs of birds because she gave birth twice. And the same thing, Leah also set aside two pairs of birds. So like together there's four and four, there's eight birds. Or else even, let's say, shalosh lezev, shalosh lezu. Could be one lady gave birth three times, the other one gave birth three times. And each one set aside that amount of kinim. So there are three pairs to one and three pairs to the other. That's 12 birds altogether. The loch in such a case is mechza kosher or mechza posel. When these chayvas got mixed up together, let's say there were three and three, so that's 12 birds altogether. So out of these 12 birds right now, six of them are kosher, and six of them are posel. Mechza kosher means, the six is kosher means, three of them are brought lamala, for an oila, and three of them is brought lamata, for the chatis. So six is brought, but the other ones are not brought. So he explains here. Let's say Kan Achas Sharocha got mixed up with Kan Achas of Leah. So let's say a case of two and two. Each one only had one pair. So two birds got mixed up with two birds. So Koyna from these terubas of these four, he takes one Goyzel Lechatis and one Goyzel Liela. And it's Ksherim. Mikol Makan, like whoever's the yard, the yotza, that's all. But you can't do more than that. They can't take more than two birds. Because if it takes more than two birds and puts them above, on top, you have to be afraid maybe those two birds were like from one Khan, from the Rachel's birds. And Rachel's can't have two on top and one on bottom. So therefore, as many kingdom as you have, half of it could be brought. So that's the case. We have, each one has two and two. We have four birds. So out of the four birds, two of them are brought, meaning to say, one above and one on bottom. Or then if each one had two pairs, so then four birds are brought, two on top and two on bottom. And if there are three pairs apiece, so there were 12 birds, so again, out of these 12, six would be three on top and three on bottom. But that's a manashok, you can't go wrong. But once you take more than that, you have to be afraid maybe the birds are from one person, one Khan, and you're putting them both lamala, that's no good. Now, that's going to be achas lezu, shtayim lezu. Let's say one lady had only one pair, and the other one had two pairs. Or else for shalosh lezu, the other one had three. Or else for yes lezu, the other one had 10. Or mei lezu, the other one had 100. The locher is hamuat kosher. Again, we go both to the miyat. The one that has the smallest amount, that one could be brought. In other words, how many oilas and chatas could be brought to the amount of how much the smallest one has. Like if one Isha only had one pair, so we have to be afraid now that the birds came from her, from hers. So therefore, you can only bring one Lamala and one Lamata. One for an Oila, one for a Chatas. Because if you bring more than two, if you put two above, we have to be afraid maybe the two birds were her birds. Mashenkin, let's say if one lady had three pairs and the other one had 20 pairs, then the one that had three pairs, actually that three pairs meant she has six birds. So out of the six birds, for sure, again, we could put three lamala and three lamata. Because even if all the birds was hers, her birds is this din to have three lamala and three lamata. So you always have to bring according to the smallest amount. The lady that has the smallest amount of birds, that's how many birds can be put, one lamala and one lamata. And the Mishnah Zof says, "Dei mishem echot," where the kingdom were brought for the same purpose. The next Mishnah will explain either they're both ladies or both zivas. "Dei mishnei shemes," but they're brought for two different purposes. One was a lady, one was a ziva. Doesn't make a difference. "Dei mishachas," where it's the same isha bringing these pairs, or "Dei mishnei nashim," where it's two different ladies bringing these pairs of birds. Still, don't have the same halacha. Like the next Mishnah will explain. So the same halacha meaning to say, you could only go bosa the miyat, the smallest amount. Yes, the Mishnah Dal explains like this. Ketzad, what's going to be the case here? Ketzad mishem echot. What's called the case of mishem echot? That means leida v'leida. That means Rachel gave birth and Leah gave birth. That's how you have, in the same name, you have two different ladies bringing the same kingdom. Rose the ziva, the ziva. This lady had a ziva, that one had a ziva. That's called mishay mechot. Yeah, that's mishay mechot. And who would this could be for? It could be one lady also. That this lady gave birth twice. That's called lady lady. She set aside one con for one lady, and another con for a second lady she had. Rose, she was a ziva twice, so she sets aside one con for the first ziva, and another con for the second ziva. That's all called Mishnei Mechot. What's called Mishnei Shemes? That means Leida V'Ziva. It could be the same lady. It could be that the same lady, first she gave birth, and then she was a Ziva. So she sets aside now two different kingdoms. One for Yeledes and one for Ziva. Or else what's going to be Ketzad Shtei Noshim? What's called the case of two Noshim? So also could be now Azu Leida V'Azu Leida. Could even be what's called Rachel and Leah. Both of them gave birth, so they both set aside kingdom for giving birth. Or you could even be Zu Ziva, V'yal Zu Ziva. Rachel had a Ziva, that was Mechaber to bring the Korban, and Leah had the Ziva. Now, Mishay Mechad, Mishnei Shemas. It could be from the same, this is called from the same name. Two Noshim from the same name means both ladies, both were Yeledes, both gave birth. Or both of them had the Tuma Ziva, so both of them have a Chiyuv to bring a Yeledes. Now, what's going to be Mishnei Shemas? Two Noshim and two different names, that means Alzu Leida V'Alzu Ziva. Rachel gave birth and Leah had a Ziva. And therefore each one of them is setting aside their own kingdom. So that's the Hezbo and the Mishnah before. But the same halachas applies though. The Maisa, any time it's different kingdom, so if they get mixed up together, it could only be brought according to the Miyat Sheboy. The Muat Sheboy, that's the one that could be brought. So Kitzer, even though it's the same lady here, but if she first set aside one Khan for her later, and then she set aside another Khan for her Ziva, so you can't mix the two. So it's like two separate, froshes. So therefore, if these birds get mixed up together, we can't bring more than the Miyat Sheboy. So only one Oyla can be brought, and only one Chatas can be brought, even though it's the same lady. But since Lamaise, she set aside separately for different reasons, one was for the Zava, one for the Eledes, so you can't mix the two together. Mashen Ken Mashmalov would be one lady that she had two ladies, three ladies, and then she set aside the bird's thumb. And then the Rosh speaks out here. If the lady would buy the bird's thumb, she said, listen, I have a chiyuv to bring now four kingdom, let's say, and she's buying these eight birds at one shot altogether, then whenever the kohen brings it, whichever bird he brings is good. She brought them l'chatchila, not to say which is which, so it's all one big l'kicha. So then the Rosh holds later, when the kohen brings it, he can bring all eight birds. And when he brings each one, he's mafresh to say, this is the oila, and this is the chatis, this is the oila, this is the chatis. He can bring all eight birds, one on top, one on bottom. But they were talking about, she bought them separately. She bought first for the yeledis that she had, and then for the ziva that she had. So each one is separately, therefore now that they get mixed up, you can only bring the miyat shevoy. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, shtei noshim shelokhu kineim beruf. What's going to be if two ladies bought their kinim with a mixture together? What does that mean to say? The same as they bought a b'shutfis, that they went to the store to buy the birds together. Together they spent money, they bought the birds b'shutfis. So two noshim, each one gave birth, they both have a chiyuv to bring a korban, and they brought the birds b'shutfis, a partnership. Or else both of them gave the money to the kohen, that the kohen should buy for them these birds. So even though the two separate noshim here the lochur is liyezer sheyirtzah hakoyin yakriv chatis, or liyezer sheyirtzah hakoyin yakriv oilo. Here it's totally when the kohen brings it, that when the kohen wants to, whichever one he brings for the oilo comes an oilo, whichever one is the chatis is a chatis. So even though he brought it for two different noshim, that the mishnah zof bein mishnei mechot bein mishnei shemus, even if both noshim gave birth, or else even if one Isha gave birth and the other Isha had a ziva on her, and each one now has like a kingdom for themselves, so even though these birds are all mixed together because they're brought together, still here Rabbi Yossi holds, not like the Mishnah, not that the Lacha was before, you only bring two out of the four, but he holds no, all four could be brought. And the other Svari is, the Gemara says, and the Gemara in Erevin says, because we're talking about now, like when they first gave the money to the Kain, or when they first bought the birds, they made a condition, they made it tonight. Then they speak out clearly that whichever one the Kohen wants to bring later, for whichever purpose, that's the way it should be. That's the Chiddush that tonight works. And it's not totally in Brera, because they made it tonight at the beginning. So the tonight was that right now we're buying these birds, stam. And later, when the Kohen goes to bring it, whichever one he decides should be an Eila remains an Eila. So therefore, it could be four, six birds all mixed together. It doesn't make a difference. Any bird the Kohen takes and puts it on top, that becomes the Oila Saif. Whichever one he puts on bottom, that becomes the Chata Saif. So one is bought l'chatchila on this Tanai, then it helps. But in the Reisha, the Mishnah before is talking about, no, each Isha bought the birds for themselves, and they didn't speak out of Tanai, when the Kohen brings it later, he can be mafresh for me or for you. So therefore each one was bought separately for you, so each Khan is Kaveya, it has to be brought for you. And therefore, your two kanim, like, it has to be only one can be the oila, one can be a chatis. Therefore, if one Isha had only one pair of birds, and the other Isha had six pairs of birds, and they all got mixed up together, only one oila, one chatis could be brought. Because otherwise, you have to be afraid, maybe bring in the two of that one Isha, all of them for oila, and that you can't do. Adun Alecha, chatisayf. Finish the first parak. All right, we'll stop here.